Welcome to the village. I'm so thankful that you all could be here. It's so wonderful to have these girls in the village. We have a great group. A great group of counselors, a great group of girls, and a great God. I'm teaching, and the thoughts that came to me this winter when I was thinking, what do I want to share? Or what would God want me to share with these girls? The covenant of God came to me. And a covenant is kind of like a contract. So we all got ties. All your girls know how to make ties now. So Dad, if you have a problem, just call them on over. They're going to know how to do this for you. I got a tie because when you talk about the covenant of God, the word covenant is not so well known today. And so I talked about a contract to begin with. A contract between God and you. Only this contract or this covenant isn't just about a business arrangement. Now God means business with us. And we should mean business with God. There's no doubt about those two things. But it's more than just business. It's not just money handed over or an inheritance you might get when someone dies. This is an agreement of love. We have a great God who loves us. And so I thought of Romans 8, guys, huh? So many of us who got saved, whether we were young or old, I didn't get saved until I was 25. But I learned all of Romans 8 at one point. It was so important to me. My favorite verse in Romans 8, and I told the girls, right? My favorite verse is, God's Spirit witnessed with my spirit that I am a child of God. I had to know that. I had to know that I belong to Him. I come from a great big family, and I love my family. But I was lost, and I was lonely without Jesus. But when I heard that verse, now when I memorized Romans 8, I didn't understand all those things. I didn't understand half that stuff. My vocabulary wasn't good, and I didn't take the dictionary out to look them up. My goal was to memorize it, and I put all my energy into that. But when I came to that verse, that His Spirit witnessed with my spirit that I am a child of God, it was real, it was alive, and it was permanent. No heart surgery would take that away from me. No friend of mine could take it away from me. And nobody could separate me from that reality that God loved me and nothing could separate me from the love of God. So of course, Romans 8, that's what it's telling us, right? Nothing shall separate you from the love of God. And in this covenant, I made a big deal about a seal. Because the Holy Spirit is the thing that seals our covenant with God. That's a verse in the New Testament. So, if this seal is on this covenant between me and God, and it's between God and, I want to say I, but all you English people, that may not be right, God and me, then nobody's allowed to break that seal except for God or myself. And you know what, guys? God's not going to break it. God loves me so much. He doesn't want me to go anywhere far away from Him. He's not going to break this covenant nor this seal between Him and myself. So who does that leave, everybody? It leaves me. And so we're learning ways to keep our covenant with God. We first talked about becoming a child of God, because if you don't know that, well, that's front and center. Let's get that together. And we talked about how we can know that we are a child of God. And in Romans 8, 2, it talked about children of God, right? That's us now. And not just a child, we're an heir. So we talked a little bit about heirs. And then we're not alone in being an heir. We're not an only child, but we're joint heirs with Christ. Man, now we got something, huh? Jesus loves us too. And everything, the Bible tells us, we can have everything in Christ. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to have $1 million when we leave this meeting. It means we have everything that we need. And you know what? Most of us don't need money. Most of us don't need more of the frivolous desires that we have. We have a lot of stuff, and that's fun, and that's good, and it makes us very comfortable. But Jesus supplies what we need. And then, you know what? We have that. We're joint heirs with Christ. It's a permanent relationship. And then nothing can separate us. I love that, girl. Nothing. You can't take it away from me. And I can't take it away from you. Nothing can separate you from the love of God, which we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. So I pray today as we're going to sing our theme song, and we're going to do our memory work. Now, everybody I don't like clapping. Don't clap at the end because I don't like it. This is Mary. I live in a small box. I don't like to get outside my box. And so clapping like blows my mind. After we've done this, I'm going to sit down and thank Jesus. I'm going to sit down and thank him, first of all, that he loves me so much that nothing can separate me from the love of God I find in Christ Jesus. Number two, I hope you're blessed. I just want you to sit and close your eyes and be blessed. Now I'm telling you what to do. I tell these girls, okay, girls, when we're done, let's sit down. Let's just close our eyes and thank Jesus that nothing can separate us from the love of God which we find in Christ Jesus. They can do it if they want to, and I can't tell them what to do. But I'll tell you, maybe they'll follow us, because we would be a good example. Okay, God bless you all, and I pray that you would know that you can, or you are, or you could be a child of God. And number two, that you will know, that you will know, that you will know that nothing can separate you from the love of God which you find in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's good news.
Thank you. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I